God bless you in Radio Land. God bless all my father's children once again. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta. As we pray, we ask that you pray. We ask that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way from all of God's children. Get your pencil and paper ready. Write down the mailing address once again, friends. Write down the telephone number right here at our prayer office here in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you, my friends, have trouble in your homes. You might have situations on that job. There may be trouble amongst you with the courts. You might have unnatural situations around you where those that are against you are coming to lay things down or sprinkle things around you. You might have been different places trying to find help, up and down the highways, back and forth and back and forth. Write down the mailing address. Write down the telephone number. Some right now have sicknesses in your body. We have different herbal remedies that we put together, different teas for that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, that diabetes, that high and low blood pressure. You might even have anemia. Some, my friends, are troubled with that swelling and pain in your body. We have talked many a times throughout this ministry about how in the days of old there used to be someone that could always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back. Come on back in, rinse it off, wash it off, boil it, and steep it so they can get back into the fields the next day without that pain in your hands and your arms and your back and your shoulders and different places. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages that you have been sending across the United States. You might want to know how to dress around your home. You might want to know how to keep evil spirits and demons away from you. You might right now, like I said before, have a court case that seems to be unwinnable. Some right now have enemies in their own family and are wondering how they're going to clear that foolishness up. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, have shown us how sometimes there are enemies around us we don't know. How sometimes there's friends around us that we haven't noticed. How sometimes the Spirit of God is with us and we're not paying attention. Write down that telephone number once again. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. Those of you that are writing, my friends, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross to keep your spirit to where you pray for everything around you to be. Some right now are saying to themselves, they're not sure on how they're going to turn it around, but they know a change must come. Those of you that are writing, friends, you write, that's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Post Office Box 16903. That's P-O Box 16903. If the line is busy, just dial us right back. Some right now have said that they're going through the same thing that Job went through. Some are looking for that strength that David had within himself to be able to come through and to turn situations. My friends, I'm asking you not to give up. I'm asking you today, my friends, at the sound of my voice, to just take 1 minute of prayer with you and to pray over whatever you're doing. And oh my God, you'll see it within yourself, see it around you. Oh my God. Again, friends, telephone number 404 212 2444. You might have a trouble with your loved one, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend that's gone astray. You might have a situation to where your nature is on vacation, or you've been to the doctor, you know you have the problem, and you're still waiting on tests to come back. I'll show you how to rebuild your body if it's a physical situation. Some say, well, my situation is unnatural. What can we do? Write down that telephone number, friends. Now, those that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Right now, we're going to have a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel, and we're going to get right back with you, friends. No matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how long you've been troubled, whether it's hoodoo, voodoo, or unnatural situation, whether it's natural around you, and you're saying to yourself, you work 5 days a week, and you're not seeing where everything is coming or going. Oh, my God. Yes, friends. Write down that telephone number once again. It's 404-212-2444.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that thou will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchair, those that are on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal, touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the heal today for which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you this in the time of trouble and confusion in the land where man is against daughter and son against mother. We pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou give strength and courage and those that are on the battlefield for your sake. In Jesus' name, carrying the word abroad, we ask that thou will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. And Father, my special prayer that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. My friend, God bless you, friends. As far as our voice can be heard, we're asking, my friend, that no matter what you do, no matter how long you've been troubled, we ask that you work with prayer within yourself while you're shaking someone's hand, while you're greeting another man or woman, because prayer is the key. In the meantime, prayer without works is dead. And I'm here to show you, my friends, no matter what you do, you too can come through. No matter how many times you've tried to turn situations around, there's a way being made out of nowhere for all of God's children that are in need. Again, friends, that telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own phone when old Satan tries to block your mind and your spirit. Yes, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, you were telling me that since you've been here, you've seen a change in your home.
Yes, I've seen a tremendous change since I come to see Reverend Gregory there. Him and the Lord have fixed things. I used to have no peace in my home. Used to be down and out all the time. Sometimes I wonder now since I come to him how things change so quick, you know. But the Lord can change anything he wants to, I guess.
You said one time there's so much hell raising in that house that you had to stand outside and sing to yourself.
That's right. Sometimes I didn't even want to go home. You know, that's mighty, mighty bad.
Yeah, it is. Yes, sir. All right. Well, tell me, would you suggest anybody else that had a problem?
I'd suggest anybody. If they've got a family problem or any kind of problem, come to Reverend Gregory. I think he can straighten them out there. It won't take him all the way to do it, him and the Lord together.
You know, friends, sometimes we have our faith on our arms and our legs, but you got to have it right there in your heart. Some right now have trouble, physical trouble in their bodies, and have been going to the doctors and just getting hooked on pills and trying their best to keep their bodies together. Friends, I will show you how to rebuild your body. And I will show you how to enjoy this life that God has given us here on earth. Again, friends, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'll be here in the prayer office all throughout the day. For you, especially you that need financial help, my friend, write down that number. That's 404-212-2444. You want your peace in your home. You want your loved one back there with you. You want to dismiss those around you that are enemies without talking, but knowing that you've already laid that prayer down just like you want. Some have situations that come to them in their homes that's unnatural, and they're saying, oh, good God Almighty, which way shall we go? What can we do? Oh, good God. I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up. I'm asking you at the sound of my voice to pray over everything that you do, no matter when you do it, how you do it, or how you plan to do it on the next day or this day. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can't do right now. Yes, my friends, that again, that mailing address, our time is drawing down. It's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Send that prayer request today. Whatever donation you send it from your heart. For if it's not from your heart, it's something else, my friend. We can't do anything with it, and neither can you. But we ask that you also include your return address and maybe even your telephone number so we can write you back. I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil. I'm going to send you a prayer cloth and a cross, maybe even a guardian angel pen to keep with you, my friends. Oh, my friends. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. Again, our time is drawing down, my friends. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you not to give up. Those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. After it's gone, after it's out of your vision, after it's out of your hands, my friends, there's something else to get it back. Again, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around no matter how many times you've tried, no matter how many places you've been in the past. Oh, my God, whether it's natural or unnatural, I am asking you, friends, to pray it away. Again, friends, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Asking you to pray over everything that you do. This is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. Again, once again, write it down. Call me right now. That's 404-212-2444. And we'll be in the prayer office all through the day. May God bless you and keep you. And you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For you are so great and greatly to be praised. We thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. God, we thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. Now, Spirit of the living God, we ask that you would just have thine own way, even as we continue to decrease, oh God. We're asking you to increase within us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch the bodies of the people that are believing you for a healing miracle. Father God, you can do all things but fail. But God, we're going to give you the glory and we're going to give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Psalm 19 and 14. That's the division of Psalm 19 and 14. And it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, what my words say about my worship. What my words say about my worship. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This simply means a prayer asking God to make both our spoken words and our inner thoughts pleasing to him. It is reflecting a desire for complete inner and outer alignment with his will, covering everything we say, everything we think, and the things that we are intended to do, not just actions or just a formal way of saying things to God. It's a call for a pure heart and speech that builds others up and honors God. It's a deep desire for integrity in our innermost being and our expression. You see, Psalm 19 and 14 isn't just about watching your words. It's about worship. Oh, my God. Whew. David's prayer isn't a random good intention tacked onto the end of a service. No, no, no. His prayer is a heartfelt response to the majesty of God. You see, when you look at the whole psalm, you see he is marveling at how creation declares God's glory, how his word revives the soul, and how all of this should shape the posture of our hearts and ultimately the words that flow from our lips. Our words have power. Whatever you say, your words create whatever you say. It goes out and do it. So we're going to look at the key meanings. Word of the mouth refers to everyday speech, your everyday conversation, your prayer, and you're asking that it be wholesome, encouraging, and not corrupt or foolish. Do not entertain gossip. Let smooth words come out your mouth. Let encouraging words come out your mouth. Watch your conversation, people of God. Not on some days, but every day. Your words that come out of your mouth matters. They either can be negative or positive. It shapes, it shapes your future. It shapes your life. Your words carry power. I want you to get this in your spirit. Another one is meditation of the heart. Oh, my God. This signifies internal thoughts, feelings, desires, and your mental focus. And it's about what we dwell on and look out, contemplate. You know, the heart can be wicked and decisive. You can be hiding stuff in your heart that you want to get at somebody because they did you wrong. But you have to turn that. You have to watch your heart. You cannot allow negative things to take hostage in your heart. You have to release unforgiveness. You have to release bitterness. Because once bitterness and unforgiveness gets in your heart, it turns to a heart of stone. And you will not be able to trust. You will not be able to love like you should. So meditation of the heart. When we get before the Lord, that's the first thing we should ask. God, take anything out of my heart that is not pleasing to you. Give me a heart of flesh. Acceptable in your sight, not in the sight of men, but I want everything to be acceptable in God's sight. Because the ultimate goal is for both the inner and the outer life is to be pleasing to God, not just outwardly religious, but genuinely devoted, not doing it out of traditionalism. I want the way I live, the way I walk, the way I talk to be acceptable in the eyesight of God. You should not want to be a stumbling block to nobody. Acceptable in God's sight. Let your words be acceptable in his sight. Let your deeds be acceptable in his sight. Another one is holistic devotion. Holistic devotion is a prayer for God to transform the whole person, the invisible intentions and the visible actions to be in harmony with his character. You want everything to line up to the will and to the ways of God. So in order for me to walk like Christ, to act like Christ, I am going to allow him to transform me into the whole person, nothing missing and nothing broken. Yes, it's going to be painful because it's some stuff that I don't want God to touch. But in order for me to live the life that God has for me to live, God, I'm willing to be cut. I'm willing to be circumcised. Circumcise my heart. I get all of the bitterness and the anger out of that. Holistic devotion. So in practice, everyday life, people of God, you have to guard your thoughts, asking God to help you to deal with the hidden sins and impure thoughts or wrong attitudes that reside in the heart. People of God, come on, let's be truthful. If somebody do you something, you're going to hold it. Some of us will hold grudges. And you're going to guard your heart because you ain't going to want to allow anyone to come into your heart to hurt you again. So in practice, you have to guard your thoughts. You got to watch what is coming in. Another one is speak truth in love. Ensuring that speech should build up a person, not tear them down. If you ain't got nothing nice to say about anybody or, you know, anything, don't say nothing at all. Because just one word can tear a person down, and that person may not ever get back up again. Ensuring speech builds up and brings grace. And you can refer to Ephesians 4:29. And here's another practice that we should always practice this daily. Align our life with God. It is a daily prayer for guidance to ensure that what we think and what we say and do, even simple things like answering a text message or we are talking to someone, brings glory to God. Even how the way we present ourselves, how we act, how we talk, how we walk, everything we do should bring glory to God. Even if we have a project we are doing in church, it should bring glory to God, not glory to man. Even your ministry should bring glory to God. Even if you are writing a book, let it bring glory to God. Psalm 19 and 14 has become a prayer that I often whisper and I say before I teach, whether or not I am at a conference or someone invited me somewhere. These are the words that settle in my heart. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, because I know you are my rock and you are my redeemer. And that's good. But the more I sit with this psalm, the more I see that Mr. David, his prayer isn't just for the moments when that we are handling scripture on the public level. It's for every moment of our lives. And so I am challenged to pray these words, not just before my assignment, but I say these words even when I get up in the morning, even when I am driving to work, even when I'm doing something for the Lord. I rehearse this in my mind before I even open up my laptop to write, before I even answer a text or speak a word, before I do anything with my family. Because I want the words to come out of my heart. A word, one word that I may speak to someone could change their whole situation. Because the truth is that my words, whether they are spoken to a crowd or they are whispered at the kitchen table, reveal the posture of my heart. And my heart is always on display before the Lord. Come on, here, somebody. My words reveal the posture of my heart. And my heart is always on display before the Lord. Maybe you feel that challenge too. Maybe you've seen how quickly your words can slip into impatience, into gossip, or you are complaining. Maybe like me, you need this simple prayer to be more than a familiar recitation, just reciting it over and over again. You need it to shape your whole life. From the thoughts you dwell on to the sentences you speak out loud. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this word, that the words of our mouth will shape whatever we speak out, God. Lord, we want to live a life that is pleasing unto you, O God. In the matchless name of Jesus, God, we thank you that our heart is always on display before you. And God, we don't want to lead nobody astray. And God, we thank you for hearing and answering our prayer in Jesus' name.